Nate, with it being a big game this week, do you notice a change in demeanor, a change in just the attitudes of practice, or is it business as usual for you guys?
We take a lot of pride in the way that we prepare, and that's kind of carried out through the entire season.
Nate, what do you remember about how much success you had running the ball as an offensive line? Obviously, the offensive line takes a lot of pride when a guy puts up the numbers he did against the Colts.
You know, we've done a lot of great things throughout this season, but what's going to matter the most is how we play during the game. Really, what we did before is not going to affect that.
What were some of the strengths of the guys in front of you? Every defense seems to have a different characteristic to their front, whether it be Buffalo or New York. What are some of the characteristics of this Indianapolis front, I suppose?
Well, the guys play extremely hard, and that's not diminishing their talent at all because they're all very talented. And I don't think there's really a drop-off because you got, you know, seven or eight guys that can come in there and really play really well. So there's a large group of guys that they can rotate in there that play good ball.
Nate, Arthur Jones is back for them. Newsom was a disruptive presence in the Denver game. What have you seen about their impact on the defense?
Yeah, I think both of them are tremendous players. You know, he's a young guy and he's making a lot of good plays. It's going to be a huge challenge for us.
We don't often ask you questions about, you know, whether it's Tom Brady or anything. Like, we get to know all their entire backstory, but what their hopes and dreams were. Did you always dream of being a left tackle in the NFL? Or how did you foresee yourself if you ever made it here?
Yeah, this is definitely more than I could have ever dreamed of. This has been awesome. It's been a wild, exciting adventure, definitely. I think it all kind of came in college where I finally realized maybe this could happen, and obviously I didn't know that I'd end up here, and it's very cool for me.
But you didn't think you'd be wearing a number in the 70s. You figured you'd be a tight end somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's everyone think when they're playing, you know, with their dad in the backyard? It's probably their quarterback or receiver, right? I love O-line. It's been so fun for me.
What does Brian Stork meant to the offensive line?
Oh, he's a real tough guy, hard worker, team guy. I think he's a great player.
There have been some things said written about Wednesday when you guys come in and the quizzes you get from Bill on the opposing team's personnel and their schematics. What's that experience like when you were a young player coming in? How did you feel and what do you see? What the purpose, not only to get to know the opponent, but in terms of preparation, what kind of an effect does that have on the entire team?
I think it's an accountability, too. We're all held to a very high standard on what we know, how much we know. And I think that it shows our coaches, but it also shows each other that we're preparing, that we're doing the things we need to be doing to be ready to play.
What's the difference from the Colts that you saw Week 11 and what you've been watching on tape this week?
I think they're a much better team. They're playing great. Their defense has been stopping a lot of people. I think they figured out what they are, and they're playing it well.
They sound like a funny question, but is it easy to play for Bill?
It's only one I've ever played for. I don't think the NFL's been anything easy. No, everything's very difficult, yeah.
A certain consistency to that, though, but you know, basically when you come in every day, he's expecting a lot, and you better deliver.
Yeah, I guess that's a constant. Yeah, he expects a lot, yeah.
Does it get tougher at this time of year, practices, because of what's at stake, or is that understood?
I think the tactic that we take with that is from the first OTA all the way through, we're preparing to be the best that we can be, and whatever wherever that leads, we never back down from just doing things better, improving, continue to get better as we go ahead.
How much better of an offensive line unit do you think you guys are now as opposed to in the beginning of the season?
Well, I think we've made huge improvements, but I think that we have a lot to grow still.
How did you feel for Josh Klein? His locker's next to you and Sebastian. He was a starter late last year, of course, and earlier this year there were times when he was inactive. There were times when he had a more significant role, but to come in the way he did and perform in the divisional playoff against that defensive front seven.
I think that says a lot about Josh. I think that, you know, through adversity, he's continued to work hard and to improve, and when he's had an opportunity, he's made the most of it.
What's the biggest sense that you get that this week is different, being the AFC Championship game? You're getting more phone calls, obviously more media attention.
Yeah. I guess the media attention and those sort of things is a lot of peripheral things that have changed, the way things are going on outside of this this building. But really, we go about our process the same way we always have. Thanks, guys. Thanks.